It's funny. It started out fun, you know. It's fun to us to watch them stampede. And then after we got into it and seen that it worked the way it did, well, then it really got to be a something worthwhile.
Yeah, then it wasn't just fun. It was worthwhile. That's right. Well, where would you milk the cows?
We had a lot. Usually we'd have a lot.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anybody having a milk gap for...
A milk gap?
Uh-huh. A place especially for milking cows?
Well, that's what we call a lot.
Oh, it is? Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
We'd turn our cows in there, and then we... Some of them cows we had was mean about milking.
Oh.
And we fixed a deal then to put their heads in. And then they still kicked.
Oh, they did.
And we got tired of that, so you'd take a rope. We'd take a little old rope, put right around them right here. Like around their back, all the way around them, and fix a slip loop in it, and just clip that there like that. And all they could just hold their feet together like that. They can't even kick.
And then they couldn't kick.
No.
And then you can milk them without any trouble. What about where would people keep, like, hogs?
In the hog pen.
And what about horses?
They just kept them, well, they called it a horse lot, or they call it a corral now, back in my time, when I was a boy, I never did hear it called a corral. It was for sheep, was a sheep pen, and horses a lot, put horses in a lot, or in the stable. Some of them, some people wouldn't do nothing, only just take the horse and slam them in the stable and give them the hay and wouldn't let them run out. They said they made their horses in better shape to keep and feed them dry hay than it did for them to get out and eat the green grass and stuff like that, but they was in, well, they stayed fatter and better when they fed them on it. You better mind me.
Go in the back.
You'll think back. I mean, what am I telling you? Don't. You better mind me.
Go on, Dottie.
I mean it.
I bet they wish I'd go home. Where would people keep, like, their milk and butter before, when they didn't have any way to...
Well, I'll tell you how we used to keep it. We had a well 48 feet deep.
Oh.
And we'd put our milk in either buckets or jugs, fruit jars, and we'd let it down in that there well, and on a rope, and keep it cool.
And it would keep cool.
Oh, it'd keep, well, it's cold enough it'd make your teeth hurt that in that well.
Really?
Mm. I own that property now myself.
You do?
80 acres out. About 3 miles east here.
Mm-hmm. And you own that was the
and my grandma, she had a big nice spring, one of the best springs. Oh, that was a fancy spring.
Mm-hmm.
And she had rock walls in it and everything like that, and she had a little place made where